The Science Show, number 1996 on RN. Now, innovation comes in many forms, and our PhDs every week show that immense variety. And we do so very much, like help small farmers in Africa choose their cattle properly. Did you know this? Here's Shanali Weerasinghe from the University of New England in Armidale.
In the developed world, dairy industries are based on large-scale dairy farms. But this is not the case in the developing world. There, one farmer generally has 3 or 4 dairy cows, and that's their main income. It pays for their food and shelter and education for their kids. It is vital that these farmers identify productive cows. That's where genetics comes in. While local cattle are very resistant to heat and parasites, European cows produce more milk and more calves. These smallholder dairy farmers prefer to have crossbred animals which have combinations of these desirable characters because they perform better in difficult environments. But how can we identify the breed composition of individual animals? This is challenging because farmers in developing countries do not maintain parent and grandparent records for their animals. In my research thesis, I have explored the use of molecular markers to estimate the breed composition of smallholder dairy cattle in East Africa. I'm particularly interested in markers which generate 700,000 genetic variations. First, I had to estimate the breed proportion of crossbreds accurately. So, I used the Australian sheep as a model where the exact breed composition was already known. Then I applied the method that I use with sheep to estimate the breed composition of African smallholders crossbred cattle. We were very surprised to find that the range of breed composition is much larger than anyone previously thought. This means that most farmers are using suboptimal breed combinations for production. Also, farmers' predictions were very inaccurate, only explaining 16% of the real variation in breed composition. I hypothesize that this is because farmers are misled by the external appearance of their cattle, which is controlled by very few genes. But the overall breed composition depends on thousands of genes. These results are already being used in farm education programs about how to identify the proper animals best suited to farmers' needs in Kenya, Uganda, Tanzania, and Ethiopia. Finally, these techniques can also be applied to the crossbreeding systems of other livestock, bringing increased return to farmers and better quality of life for their families.
And all that's being done at the University of New England in Armidale, New South Wales. Shanali Weerasinghe, helping small African farmers increase their yield by using genetics instead of just looking at their cows. And that could make a huge difference.